listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
The state of Texas has brought us as much music as the state itself is big. Just in the blues genre alone, there are as many artists as there are stars in the sky. And the Texas guitar slingers have been a hugely influential, ferociously talented bunch. Today we're going to look at three artists who have left a mark in the world of blues. One is still making history today. The Vaughn Brothers grew up in Oak Cliff Borough of Dallas, Texas. Jimmy was born in 1951, followed by his brother Stevie in 1954. They had moved to Austin in the early 60s, where both of them had a passion for the blues and for playing guitar. Jimmy was influenced by listening to B.B. King, Albert Collins, Guitar Slim, Earl King, Johnny Guitar Watson, and others on a local Dallas radio station. His little brother Stevie would stand right next to him as he would learn licks off the records he bought. Jimmy stated that as soon as he would put his guitar down and split, that Stevie Ray would pick up his guitar and do the same. Jimmy found himself in bands at a really early age. Matter of fact, one of his bands called the Chessmen opened for Jimi Hendrix in Dallas, Texas. In 1974, Jimmy found his perfect foil, a harmonica player named Kim Wilson, whom they together formed the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Although the two brothers were influenced by the blues, they had very different styles and approaches to their guitar playing, which worked very well together in their first and their last album together called Family Style, which we'll be hearing a couple cuts from. First, we're going to start with a tune from Jimmy's band, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, One's Too Many, followed by a song Jimmy wrote as a tribute to his brother Stevie from his album Strange Pleasure in 1994. That one's entitled Six Strings Down, which he recorded 4 years after Stevie Ray's tragic death in a helicopter crash in 1990. Jimmy Vaughn on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
And 100 ain't enough.
Well, I'm trying to decide if I should let the girl go. She keeps knocking me down, and I keep coming back for more. Well, a kiss is the best, a touch is a must, but one's too many and 100 ain't enough. Well, trying to be nice is hard to do when the girl you love then turns her back on you. Well, one's too many and 100 ain't enough. 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 When a girl you love and turns her back on you, well, I'm trying to decide if I should let the girl go. She keeps knocking me down, and I keep coming back for more. Well, a kiss is the best, a touch is a must. One's too many and 100 ain't enough.
One's too many and 100 ain't enough. One's too many and 100 ain't enough. One's too many and 100 ain't enough.
strap, guitar on his back, ain't gonna cut the angels no slack. Heaven done called another blues stinger back home. See the voodoo child holding out his hand. I've been waiting on you, brother. Welcome to the band. Good blues stringing, heaven fine singing. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph been listening to you playing. Heaven done called another blues stringer back home. Lord, they call another blues stringer back home. Up there, Buddy and Lightning too, Albert King and Freddie, oh, playing the blues. T-Bone Walker, Guitar Slim, Little Son Jackson, and Frankie Lee Sims. Heaven done called another blues stringer back home.
Earlier, the Vaughn brothers each had their own special attack at playing the blues. For those of you not as familiar with Jimmy Vaughn's style, you can hear there's a big difference in his approach compared to his well-known brother's raging torrent of ideas. Scott Jordan, who wrote a story on Jimmy Vaughn for Blues Review magazine, described Jimmy's work as that of a master craftsman with spinning precision leads and deliberate space-filled solos that are the musical equivalent of rattlesnakes. Jimmy was Stevie's favorite guitar player. We're going to hear from a couple of Jimmy's more recent albums entitled Jimmy Vaughn Plays Blues, Ballads, and Favorites. And his follow-up sequel to that, Jimmy Vaughn Plays More Blues, Ballads, and Favorites. He shared the vocal duties with his longtime Austin friend and vocalist, Luann Barton. So let's get cruising the blues with Jimmy Vaughn.
Think I only want your money. You think I'm handing you a lie. I'm ready, willing, and able to give my love all the time. You don't have to beg me for my loving, because the pleasure is all mine. I go for the little gifts you buy me. Oh, sweet loving and kind. It's love I want, don't deny me. And love like yours is hard to find. You won't have to beg me for my loving, because the pleasure is all mine. Now baby, I'll go where you send me, and I'll come when you call. I want your love, not your money. Your money can't buy my love at all.
I used to love you, but you were too.
That's all right, I found me someone new. No more knocking, no use knocking at my door. Cause it's all over now, I don't want you no more. No more knocking, no use knocking. No more knocking, no use knocking at my door.
Thank you.
Ray Vaughan was born in 1954, and he was 7 years old when he followed his brother's lead and learned to play guitar. His classmates from Leonard Kirk Hall Elementary School in Oak Cliff, Dallas, remember him as a kid who was obsessed with guitar. He was naturally a shy person and quite reserved. He got his first guitar in 1961, which was a Masonite acoustic version of a Roy Rogers or Gene Autry guitar with a cowboy, cows, and rope stencils painted on it. He said it didn't play very well, and he would always sneak into his older brother Jimmy's room and play his guitars. He and Jimmy would sit for hours locked in Jimmy's room listening to records and trying to figure them out and play along. At the age of 9, Stevie was tiring of the acoustic guitar, and he would pick up his brother's Gibson ES-125T hollow body, which started him on the electric journey. Jimmy handed down that guitar to him when he got himself a new electric, and the legend began. We're going to start with a title cut off his first album on Epic label entitled Texas Flood, which was produced by the infamous John Hammond. Then we'll hear his cover of his good friend Buddy Guy's Mary Had a Little Lamb. Stevie Ray Vaughan on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Thank you. sunset red.